This is Wade Bransky with the Chief Organizer's Report, learning with the local union leaders. Local 100 United Labor Unions held its 38th consecutive leadership training weekend this year in New Orleans. 25 leaders from workplaces in Arkansas, Texas, and Louisiana converged to share strategies and tactics, tips, and tools. The meeting started with leaders sharing their views on the economy and how it might be impacting their workplaces, and perhaps more importantly, whether or not the door was now open for our membership of lower wage workers to press for long denied raises. Even with current minimum wages at $7.25 per hour and stuck there except for Arkansas because of its pending minimum wage bump. The living wage minimum in New Orleans at $10.55 was also important, though less than the $11 per hour starting wages the union has recently won in bargaining at seven different nursing homes around Louisiana. Winning a starting rate over $10 per hour in Houston Independent Schools had the same impact earlier. Quickly, the debate moved to whether there was a way to push all boats up in the rising tide to bring our cleaners, custodians, launderers, and cooks up as well. A leader from the Arkansas Human Development Center in Warren gave some tips that they'd use to put pressure on their state facility by selective utilization of sick and leave time to push the message to the bosses. Leaders from Pine Bluff and New Orleans, as well as Gulf Coast CAA, the giant Houston Head Start contractor, shared how they used work to rule to send the message to their bosses by resisting efforts to cut the staff by speeding up work and piling on extra responsibilities. One thing was quickly clear. Everyone knew this opportunity wouldn't last long and had to be seized immediately, so the discussion moved to how to organize job classification work groups to take action now in and outside of binding contracts. How could the leaders communicate and push forward across the union? Why not try WhatsApp? So all of a sudden in the meeting, three people already on the app were helping the rest of the leaders get on. A sheet was passed around with phone numbers so everyone could connect to a local 100 stewards group as the room crackled with humor and excitement. This debate segued into a conversation about the 2020 election and how the union should approach it in our deep red states. After some back and forth on candidates that might be promising to working people, there was consensus that we should follow six candidates that had appeal in the room by our stewards, who happened to be all black and brown women. The six the leaders settled on were Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, and Beto O'Rourke. Another list was passed around for volunteers who would monitor each of these candidates over the next 6 months on our issues and share the intelligence gathered with the rest of the stewards on the WhatsApp group. All this was just the beginning of what turned out to be a great leadership conference, rich with ideas and energy, giving hope and deepening commitment across the union. This is Wade Bransky. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.